Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14 is a wonderful, wonderful verse, one of the key verses in the book of Galatians, maybe even one of the key verses in all of the New Testament. The Apostle Paul says this, "But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." There are many things that Paul could have boasted in. He could have boasted in his intellect. He could have boasted in his morality. He could have boasted in his orthodoxy. He could have boasted in his knowledge. He could have boasted in his lineage, the tribe that he came from. Many things that Paul could have boasted in. But whenever Paul met the Savior, all of his boastings fell to the ground, and he was humbled in the dust. And he comes to say, "God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." Isaac Watts, the great hymn writer, wrote what I believe is perhaps the greatest verse in the English language. "When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and poor contempt on all my pride." And this Good Friday, what a better place to be than at the foot of the cross. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. That ere such love or sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the cross of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. Then the last verse, "Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all." Whenever a man or a woman really sees and understands the cross, and they behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, it changes everything. But why did Paul boast in the cross? I believe Paul boasted in the great plan of the cross, because there was none other good enough to save us from our sin. Jesus only could unlock the gates of heaven and let us in. Whenever man was lost and broken and ruined, God came up with this great plan of redemption. And central to that plan, a tree on Calvary, a cross. He boasted in the plan of the cross. I believe he boasted as well in the person of the cross, because it's the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not just a cross. Not just a cross with an ordinary individual hanging upon it, but the Son of God suffering and bleeding and dying on that cross. What a thing to boast in, the person of the cross. Then I believe Paul boasted in the passion of the cross. The Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. What passion, what love, what grace, what mercy. I believe Paul boasted as well in the pardon of the cross, because it's through the cross that our sins can be forgiven. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I can boast today that my sin, oh the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part but the whole, is nailed to his cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Paul boasted as well in the power of the cross. He says, "The world is crucified unto me, and I am crucified unto the world." There was a parting of ways whenever Paul came to the cross. His life was changed by the grace and the power of the gospel. Paul became a new creature whenever he came to the cross. What a wonderful message we have in the Bible. And central to the message of the Bible is the cross. Would you survey the wondrous cross today if you're a Christian? Fall in love afresh with the Lord Jesus Christ? Or if you're still in your sins, no hope in life, no assurance in death, no purpose for living, guilt and fear consume you, come to the cross and survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Look after yourselves. Pray for one another. Stay safe. But most of all, let's praise the Lord, even for the cross.